Tracy, you've told us that many disabled people remain outside of employment because aspirations are too low.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
I've done a lot of work with schools and universities and with first-time employers, and it happens that a lot of parents are naturally really nervous for their children and their future. They're scared they're going to be bullied, they're scared they're not going to have opportunities, or that the employer doesn't actually want them. And in a lot of instances, parents will not encourage their children to step out of the comfort of the home environment.
That's a bit controversial,
yeah,
isn't it?
Surely
all parents just want the best for their child.
All parents want their child to be the safest they can be and happy. That doesn't necessarily equate to them going out and getting a job.
So you don't think you can combine those two desires?
Often you can't, because if you think about how society works, we're not welcoming of disabled people. I don't care what people say, we're not. You know, the adjustments, if you look at the tube system, people getting on and off platforms, graduates, if you want to work in city, for you to actually get physically into the city as somebody with a physical disability is really difficult.
Tom, did you have low aspirations for your children?
No, not at all, but I think it's a different generation. My father was a doctor, and when he was young, he studied science, and my grandfather was very, very opposed to my father trying to be a doctor. He thought he'd fail. He didn't want him to risk it.
Your father was disabled, I assume?
My father was disabled. He had restricted growth like me and my children. And he fought to be a doctor, and he succeeded. He was a very, very good doctor. But his father had not wanted him to do it. And when it came to my kids, obviously, I wanted to support them, and I thought they could do anything they chose. And, of course, all parents are protective. They want their children to be safe. They want them to succeed. And sometimes that leads to an overprotection. The other aspect of that is that what we found when we did research was that many of the disabled people we spoke to, they had jobs, but they were at the bottom of whatever industry or enterprise that they were employed in. They were the front office, or they were the clerical back office or something like that. And they'd said to themselves, OK, I've got a job. Everybody knows me. I can do it. I'm going to stick here. I'm not going to risk it by trying for promotion, by going on training or whatever it might be. So I think it's not just getting a job, but it's also having a career and progressing.
Do you see that, Tracy? Do you think disabled people themselves have too low aspirations of what they can achieve?
It happens. It happens all the time. One of the companies, Lloyds Bank, does a very good development programme for people with disabilities internally. And it's actually proved that the people who've gone through the course have come out and achieved more than their non-disabled colleagues. So with a little bit of investment, you know, you can have a much fitter, better, productive workforce. Why wouldn't you do that?
Emily, did you feel like you had lower aspirations, you know, when you were growing up? Did people think that you could achieve less than other people?
I think that can happen sometimes. I mean, when I was first born and diagnosed, the doctors didn't know what the nature of my condition would be because it was so rare at the time and so little was known. So they said, I might end up having, you know, certain learning difficulties. I might not be able to ride a bike. I might not be able to do this or that or this or that. My mum really did want the best for me, and she had high hopes for me, and she hoped that, you know, things would progress. And as I grew up, I did improve academically, and my mobility was the only thing that held me back. And I can see why you might have low aspirations if you're not given the help you need and you feel like you're at the bottom of the heap. I mean, I didn't, but that is just because of the nature of me as a person. But I can see where people would get, you know, that idea. And I just think it's about people getting the help they need and knowing that what they can actually get and how they can actually get the help that they're entitled to.